Evening all, I've got another little first impressions sort of booth for you. Basically, I've downloaded the MMA demo, so EA Sports MMA. First thing that sort of hits you is that the game is freaking gorgeous. As gorgeous as you can be when you've got two sweaty guys fighting each other and stuff. But yeah, looks incredible. The demo has Bobby Lashley, who's a guy I know from his wrestling days, and some other dude who I must admit I don't know. So the first thing that hits you is that it looks great. The second thing that hits you is that it's a real bastard. Sort of went straight in and just got mushed. I tried a couple of fights now and I've just had my butt handed to me every time. I tried checking the controls and turns out there's a lot of kind of plays like Fight Night. So instead of just having a punch button or a kick button or anything like that, you've got to use your right stick to do little jabs and that kind of stuff, and you know, do quarter circles, and that'll give you your hooks and things. And then there's a button to do your fakes. So if you hold down the left button, it'll sort of do fake moves. If you hold down the left trigger, it'll do kicks. And if you hold the right trigger, it'll alternate between high and low attacks. So they were going for a very sort of serious, straight up sort of fighting game. If you played Fight Night and you used the Total Punch Control, this is basically called Total Strike Control. I didn't get on with that very well. So I did check, there is another option, so you can have just buttons to punch, buttons to kick. Again, you get two punch buttons, you get two kick buttons, and you've still got all the modifiers and things for high, low, and all that kind of stuff. So my suggestion, after you've had your ass spanked a couple of times, back out and go into, there's a training mode. And that's actually what I'm doing right now. So you get yourself two guys, and it goes through different controls and things. Oh, I've still got it set on buttons to punch and stuff. Bloody, there's a lot of controls. Okay, I caught him on a takedown. But basically, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm mashing buttons, I've got to be honest. I'm holding this guy by the head. He's down. I'm just punching him over and over again. It's probably not doing myself any stamina. Doing myself any good. Okay. If you move the right stick and this control sitting, because I'm using the, again, buttons for attacks, it does grapples and things. Let me just flip the controls back. Hang on. Controls. Total Strike Control. Because this is basically what they want me to be using. So it's the buttons, instead of being the punches and kicks, because they're now all on your right stick, you've now got a clinch button, a sprawl button, and a takedown button. I don't know what that means. but again, there's... X to attempt submission. Let's do that. If you follow MMA, you're going to know a lot of who these guys are, but by all accounts... anyone who's in this game will... Your UFC aren't going to be very happy with you. So if you... you're in this game, chances are you're not going to get hired by UFC. At least that's what I heard. I can't do this. I'll pause it. So basically there's lots of different promotions in here. So rather than just having just UFC, you've got Strikeforce. It looks like a Pride ring because it looks kind of Japanese-y. So you've got Octagon Fighting, you've got Ring Fighting. For those things, it's pretty comprehensive. I mean, I don't have a lot of experience in MMA. Seen a few UFC fights, and I saw the end of the Alex Reed fight, and that was quite fun. But soundtrack seems quite good. Sort of changing the subject completely. What we've got here. So, main menu, you've got Fight Now, which is your quick fight. That's what I did first. That was a mistake. MMA 101, that's your training. Interesting, here you've got Unlock Classic Couture. So you can unlock Randy Couture, but from way back when I guess he was better. Basically, share the demo out to your friends, and you actually get points, and it unlocks it for the full game. So it encourages you to get it and download it and try things out, which I do as well. It's going to take a lot of practice, but there's a lot of info and a lot of good stuff in there. So if you're interested in fighting games or MMA, or if you liked Fight Night Round 3 or 4, I thoroughly recommend you try the demo out. But beware, it's a killer.